darkest eight now.
Mm-hmm. Dark.
Uh-huh. No moon.
I still like this better than last night out in that cemetery.
Yeah. Well, someday I'd like to go back and see what those things are. Lope around on all four or get up on their hind feet.
You're welcome to them. Oh, why are we standing here in this alley? Why don't we go inside?
I thought we'd wait for Doc and Reggie out here.
What for? Is this the door that takes us into the back room of the saloon?
Yeah. We're in the alley directly behind the blue circle.
Have you tried the door?
No.
Well, let's do. Someone's liable to come up on us out here in the alley.
Well, go ahead and try it. Won't be unlocked, though, if they haven't arrived.
They must be here.
It's unlocked?
Yeah.
We should open.
Needs grease.
Listen.
Let's go in.
Yeah, might as well, I guess. I'll lead off. You close the door behind us and lock it if you can.
Yeah. You in?
Yeah, close it. Can you lock it?
Well, there's a bolt.
Okay.
All set. Know which way to go?
Yeah, this way. Easy on this bare floor.
Packard?
Yeah?
There's a light under the door just ahead.
Yeah, that's it.
Doc and Reggie are here ahead of us, it looks like.
Somebody, anyway. You got your gun handy?
Mm-hmm.
I'll try the door. If it's unlocked, I'll stand aside and push her open.
On the chance it mightn't be Doc and Reggie, huh?
Yeah, just on the chance. You wait here. Here goes.
Okay.
Okay. Push it open.
I say, Doc, the door came open.
You don't say so.
Quite. Of its own accord.
I'd like to make you a bet that it didn't. I'd like to make you a bet.
You'd win, Doc.
I say.
Daddy, you old son of a gun.
How are you, boys?
Blazes, it's good to see you again.
Well, Reggie, you need a shave.
Quite. Toilet facilities in our dungeon were practically nil.
Oh, yeah, Jack, you got to meet our cellmates. You remember Buffingham?
Hello there, Buffingham.
The last time we met in the Blue Circle, you tried to throttle me.
That's right, I did. No hard feelings.
Oh, no, it's quite all right, only don't try it again.
Yeah, matter of fact, Buffingham's kind of a host tonight, seeing how he's the ex-bartender of the Blue Circle.
Oh, don't mention it.
Okay. And you remember John Stern? He was running guns and got caught, and him and his little honey Patricia was in the next cell to us.
Hello, Stern.
Hello.
By the way, Miss Lippincott sent word that your small daughter is being well cared for and asked after you.
Yeah?
Why, yes. Hope she'll come to see her before many hours.
Maybe I've got a daughter named Patricia, and maybe I haven't.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, let him alone, Jack. He's forgot everything.
What?
Hell, the beating he got before they throwed him in the dungeon kind of took away his memory.
If I didn't have such a damnable headache, maybe I could at least remember my name.
Oh, it's a belly shame.
Oh, that's too bad.
So you don't speak with me, eh?
Huh? Well, I didn't see you.
Didn't see me? Bah.
Oh, I didn't, over there in the dark.
Because you did not look. That's why you did not see me.
Hey, who is this, anyway?
Don't you remember Captain Gonzalez, Jack?
Jose Batista Morales Gonzalez. Best Capitan of Bastille in all San Marino.
Captain of the Bastille?
Ex-captain of the Bastille.
Yeah, he got thrown in a dungeon with the rest of us as a dirty revolutionist. Didn't you, Captain?
See, I am dirty revolutionist.
And it was Captain Gonzalez who got us out of the dungeon just as easy as pie.
Well, how? Oh, wait a minute. I had a friend on guard outside the door.
Eh? What's this?
Where was it, Jack?
Don't worry. He's on our side. Hey, Peters.
I wondered if you forgot me.
Come on in.
Oh, quite a meeting you've got here.
Yeah, come on around.
You don't need to introduce me. I was listening when Doc took you around.
All right. Want you all to know Luke Peters.
Who's Luke Peters?
See, who is Luke Peters?
Luke Peters is Doc and Reggie's and my boss.
He is?
Yeah. The new leader of the Charles H. Fortune Company's rubber expedition here in San Marino.
Well, what you know? Put her there, Mr. Peters. Nice knowing you.
Thanks.
Quite. I'm Reggie York.
Hiya, York. What's the matter with that man over there holding his head in his hands?
I thought you heard everything. That's Stern, the gunrunner. Beaten up and lost his memory. Says he has a headache.
I've got the father of all headaches.
Fractured skull?
A likely concussion.
Oh.
Then, Doc, you started to tell about your escape. I wanted Peters to hear it. Go on.
Well, there wasn't nothing to it, Jack. Captain Gonzalez said that he knowed sooner or later he's going to get thrown in his own dungeon, monkeying around with revolution the way it was. And so what did he do? He cemented a drill and a saw and a crowbar up in the wall of each dungeon.
He did what?
I swear to my grandma, Dad. Didn't you, fella?
See, he was good investment. If I had not done it, where would I be now? In dungeon. But I did do it. And where am I now? In the back room of the Blue Circle Saloon.
Well, if that isn't the craziest story I ever heard.
Yeah, but Gonzalez, why were you monkeying around with the revolutionists when you were captain of the Bastille? That was a big
job. See, but revolutionists give me much money.
One you were making as captain of the Bastille?
See, plenty more.
Well, this is a great crew of men we have here, Packard.
What do you mean?
Well, we have Captain Gonzalez, the traitor.
Revolutionist, senor.
If you wish, senor. The revolutionist. And Buffingham, a revolutionist.
Well, what about it?
Oh, nothing about it.
Then why mention it at all?
Oh, I'm sorry if you're sensitive. But you see, it's necessary to mention it to make my point.
I don't think I like you.
Oh, shut up, Buffenham.
I won't shut up.
Honest to goodness, fella, I sometimes wonder why we didn't leave you back in a dungeon.
Oh, you wonder that, do you?
May I finish what I was saying?
Sure, go on, Mr. Peter.
We seem to have here two revolutionists and a gunrunner, all enemies of the government of San Moreno.
Yeah, well, what are you driving at?
Well, Doc and Reggie had a murder charge hanging over their heads. Now they've got a prison break added. And you, Packard, are a fugitive from justice.
Yeah?
Well, maybe we could square you and Doc and Reggie with the government and make it very grateful to the Charles H. Fortune Company if we, you three boys and myself, should bust this impending revolution wide open.
What's that?
Hey, maybe you got something there, Mr. Peter.
Mm-hmm. And how better could we start making friends with the official government than by turning over to them the traitor, Gonzalez.
Senor Peters.
The renegade anarchist, bartender, Buffingham.
Didn't I say I didn't like your face?
And the gunrunner, Stern.
Hey, wait a minute. You're talking about friends of mine and Reggie.
You're right, too. We'd jolly well still be in clink if it wasn't for Gonzalez.
Well, you're doggone right. And Buffingham and Stern stood up with me and Reggie and fought a whole darn company of military police.
Right. You're not going to turn anybody over to the government.
Not out of this crowd, you mean.
Well, it was only a suggestion.
Oh, a bloody rotten one. That's the stuff to give him, Reginald, my lad.
Let's boot his ruddy pants about the room a bit and then toss him out in the alley.
Hey, cut out that kind of talk, Buffingham.
But you heard what he said. Turn us in, that's what he said.
That's what we should do. Maybe Doc and Reggie have forgot that they were thrown in jail in the beginning over a murder committed in this saloon of yours here. A murder committed for no other reason than to frame him. And you were in on it.
You don't know that.
Sure I do. You and your revolutionist friends framed them to break up the Charles H. Fortune rubber expedition.
Huh?
And to make sure the expedition was thoroughly disorganized, your friends killed Cottonridge, the leader of the expedition. Made it look like I had done the killing.
What good does talk like that do?
I'm just telling you what you really are. What ought to be done with you.
Doc, are you and Reggie going to let him talk like that after what we've all gone through together?
Well, let's hear what else he's got to say, anyhow.
And as for you, Gonzalez...
Please, senor, leave me out of this.
Yeah, fat chance. You're the captain of the prison who turned the fire hose on Doc and Reggie in their cell. You're one of the men who not only clubbed Doc and Reggie unconscious, but beat Stern over there until he'd lost his memory. Then threw them all down in that filthy hole of a dungeon.
But all is forgiven and forgot. Did I not lead him safely out of prison?
Well, not on their account. Only because they happen to be in the same dungeon with you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think we owe either Buffingham or Gonzalez anything, except enmity.
You would turn us over to military police to have us stand up before firing squad?
What's the matter with you, Doc? Why don't you speak up?
Now, look at Buffingham. If you was one of them skunks that framed me and Reggie into prison, then I don't think I like you as much as I thought of you.
Well, what's all this talk anyway? Suppose I am a revolutionist. What's it got to do with you blighters? Why should I want to frame you?
Well, that's simple. Your revolutionist party knows the San Marino rubber concessions are worth millions. You know the Charles H. Fortune Company paid the present government tremendous sums for these concessions. If you could drive our expedition out of the country, then gain control of the government, then your party could resell the rubber concessions to somebody else all over again.
May I put in a word here?
What is it, Peter?
What you've just said demonstrates what... The reason is, and why we've got to help the government course this revolutionary movement before we can attempt to raise rubber down here. We've got to be sure San Marino's government is firmly entrenched.
That's quite all right, Mr. Peters, but I'm still not willing to return Buffingham and Gonzales to that horrible dungeon to eventually be shot.
No, sir. See, Mr. Peters, we'd just come out of all that, and I wouldn't send my worst enemy back over
now. I've got another suggestion.
Now, what's that?
If Buffingham and Gonzales will give us such information as they have or can get, which will help us break up the revolutionary movement...
You mean turn traitor to our own cause?
Senor, that is a terrible thing to ask.
It would show your good faith.
How would it show good faith?
Well, we're definitely on the side of the government. You and Gonzales are either with us or against us. If you're with us, you'll help us round up the leaders of the revolution and win the confidence and gratitude of the government. If you're against us, there's nothing to do but dispose of you.
You say dispose of us?
Yeah.
Caramba, what kind of talk is this? Dispose of us.
And you haven't got an awful lot of time to make a decision.
Do you mean if I tell you name of everybody I know who is a revolutionist, I will be safe?
That's right. And you'll be a national hero.
Hero? All right, senor. I will tell.
Bloody fool.
The first name I will make...
Gonzales. They shot Gonzales.
Yes, sir. Right through the forehead.
Hey, we're getting out of here.
Where to?
The graveyard.
You mean that?
Didn't Genevieve say not even the military police would go near the cemetery at night?
That's what she said.
Hey, what's the matter, Buffingham? You're not going to be sick, are you?
Listen, you ain't taking me into no bloody graveyard.
No?
No. And it ain't what they bury out there I'm talking about. And it ain't what they dig up either. It's them that does the digging. Sometimes on their hind legs, and sometimes on all four.